I grew up in Sullivan County. That's the north central part of Missouri. My dad was a fiddle player, and my grandfather was a fiddler. The whole family played music, and they all came to Missouri from Kentucky. And my grandfather went to northern Idaho and homesteaded up there, out on the Montana border in the valley. And my grandmother got homesick, and she wanted to come back to Missouri, and they come back to Missouri, and they had to race horses. And Dad rode the race horses and broke them, and he was a good fiddle player. He was known pretty well throughout that country. And I learned to play the fiddle from my dad. And I know during the Depression days, when there wasn't any a dollar to be had, why, and Dad would walk as far as 20 miles to play for a square dance. And we played three nights a week. People would pay a quarter to come and dance all night. And I heard him so much that I was around it so much that I picked it up and learned after him. And I tried to learn all those old tunes, but I can play most all those old tunes, but I can't remember the names a lot of them. And, of course, nowadays I don't have occasion to play those tunes until I get around Bobby Black and Al Murphy and some of those younger boys. They like those old tunes. And we'll get into playing them, and I'll come up with quite a few of them. And, I learned to play the fiddle after my dad, and the Muirs and Casey Jones and taught me a lot about a fiddle. And I just learned from others. Mm-hmm. Kenny Baker's my favorite fiddle player. And Kenny told me one time that that's the way he learned to play a fiddle. He learned from others. His father was a great fiddle player. Wrote an awful lot of good tunes that Kenny plays. And it's just something that's handed down from one generation to the other is all it is.
How do you learn a new tune? How do you go about learning?
Well, first thing I do is find out what key it's played in. You know, tunes are supposed to be played in certain keys. Mm-hmm. You can't play all tunes in the same key. And I learn the major changes in it. And oftentimes I'll just take the fiddle and pick it out with my fingers to find out how it's really put together. Every good tune's got a key in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And
so you just have the memory locked in the back of your head?
That's right. I can't read music. I wish I could. But I can't. But that's the way I learn them.
Mm-hmm.
By record. When I was a kid growing up, I used to listen to the radio, and you hear your favorite tune about every 6 months if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to learn then. I and Dick Barrett is talking about that this weekend, about how hard it was to learn a tune. Old man Solomon in Texas has started the Texas type fiddling. Mr. Franklin down there, Benny Thomason. Nowadays, the young boys are playing better fiddle music than anybody, and I think it's because that they can get an album of their favorite fiddler at the grocery store. I think that's a big help to them.
Sure. What do you think is going to happen to a lot of these old tunes that nobody's playing anymore?
He lost an old timer here about 3 months ago that took a lot of them tunes with him. He never had them taped or nothing. Nobody knows them. They're getting away.
Who's that?
An old man down here in Montgomery County by the name of Mr. Lee. And
so
a lot of those tunes that he knows, and then a friend. friend of mine was talking about that the other day. He knew a lot of good tunes, and nobody ever knew them. So they've been a whole bunch of those good old tunes got away from us.
Once they're gone, they're gone. Huh?
They're gone, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. You play by ear, you know, you can't write it down. That's the sad part about it. Mm-hmm. If those tunes could just be wrote down, or the young fiddle players could pick them up. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of those tunes, they'd expand on those tunes and make them better tunes than they are. So many of our good fiddle tunes originated in Ireland and Scotland, up through there. They'll get away from you.
Very true.
That's why I don't, when I know these tunes, and I realize I can't play these tunes like the old timers played them. Exactly, you know. I just have the, but it's, I never stand back on recording them for anybody that wants to listen to them. We did this up at the university to go to the Library of Congress 3 or 4 years ago. And these young fiddle players we got today are some of the best we've ever had in this country.
Are there any other tunes you can think of that you want to play some more on?
Oh, I can't think of any real old tunes right off.
Well, any tunes you take.
They come to you, you know, as you play and you get the mood to play. And that's the way it goes when you're playing music, one tune brings on another tune, they go by families and insert the keys.